This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The show inside today. I see the folks from Fox and Friends the other day. They actually said, it's too nice. Let's go outside. And they've been, I didn't watch today, but the last 2 days they were outside. They were like, fine, we're going to go outside. Todd, let's go outside. Should we?
Fine with me. Sorry, Manny, you might have to, or can your phone stretch outside?
Somebody's got to push the button, so Manny probably have to stay inside. Ravate, too, but,
God, it's cloudy and gloomy here anyway, so I'm going to stay inside.
Oh, well, yeah, you stay inside, we'll go outside because we got sunshine.
Oh, my gosh. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. And, you know, I heard somebody yesterday say, oh, it's so hot. I was in Grand Forks for the UAS summit, and somebody's like, so hot. Like, hey, back the bus up. Don't be saying it's hot. You're going to be wishing for this come, you know.
Yeah, we're one day closer to winter already.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Exactly. End of August here, for crying out loud. We'll be in New York City before you know it. Be a flash, like, phew, nanosecond, we're going to be there. And that, by the way, is November 29th. So don't wish this away. Just take it easy, folks. How are you? Scott Hannon here, host of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, 550 KFIRE, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO in Stanley and Tioga, and Watford City and Williston, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson as well. Wherever you're listening, glad to have you. Thank you very much. A lot of ways for you to talk with us, and we have a lot of time to do that about whatever is on your mind this hour. That number to call us is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get it sizzling, folks. Think bacon. It'll drive you to the phone. Also, you can text Todd at 701-226-8503. That's 701-226-8503. Always enjoy your emails. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One way to get us, Scott at flagfamily.com. Comes just to me. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com is actually a better way to get it to kind of everybody, and then somebody for sure sees it because I get a stupid amount of emails, and I do not mean to be rude, but I don't get a chance to see them all.
I can vouch for that, by the way, because plenty of times I email Scott, he doesn't answer. So
it isn't that I don't answer. That's what I mean. You're probably thinking I don't answer. It's just that I'm, you know, it's just it's. I thought about declaring email bankruptcy and just like clearing out the entire thing. Just go to zero.
Email bankruptcy.
Start all over. And
there's a Hillary Clinton observation in there someplace, but I'll leave that to you.
Yeah, exactly right. Speaking of Hillary, you know,
bankruptcy.
We have been focusing a lot on the situation at Standing Rock, and it is the most important issue to focus on in the state of North Dakota right now. No doubt in my mind. So that is what we do here. And when we have top officials in law enforcement, concerned to the degree they are about the lawlessness of this protest, it deserves our attention. Now, the protest at the state capitol the other day, across the bridge yesterday, is different in my mind than the encampment out near Standing Rock and the pipeline site. And said this a few times, I'll say it again. People say, why do you call the protesters thugs? Well, there are thugs, you know, in the protest. I don't believe those folks, despite plans maybe to do it at one point, have yet done that at the Capitol the other day or in crossing the bridge yesterday. So, you know, that's not there. There's no doubt people that have good intentions that are part of the camp protest as well, but the camp themselves is now saying it's dividing into, you know, one camp of friendly folks and others of, we don't know who that is. That's what law enforcement's been saying all along. So when we talk about, first of all, you can't peacefully, lawfully join an unlawful protest. If you hear anything else, hear that. The second you go to a place that is an unlawful protest. In other words, you can't be on that ground. You can't be there doing what you're doing, even if you are there with no weapons, with no design to hurt anyone. You are masking, covering for, adding a lot of additional work to the effort to sift out the bad guys. So just want to always make that clear. That's what we mean. So that is a very dangerous situation. We're going to talk with Kyle Kirchmeyer, is the sheriff of Morton County, again, for an update on that. He or Paul Laney, the sheriff of Cass County, who remains on the scene, will be there. More law enforcement brought in yesterday. Buses coming down with more people from the three affiliated tribes. One of the more disappointing decisions of yesterday. So the crowd continues to grow, but it is still an unlawful protest. Let me repeat, an unlawful protest. Okay? So don't try and peacefully or quote-unquote lawfully join the effort, because you're going to find yourself arrested. Or, unfortunately, it could be much worse. That's why I am a little revved up about this. I've been prone to rants here the last couple of days. And it's mostly, please. Really, please. I've not heard one coherent argument from any Native American officials, Standing Rock or otherwise, on why they have a beef, first of all. What's the problem? I get, sort of real vague stuff about treaties and this, that. And I mean, this is a lawfully cited pipeline. And they've done everything. They've got every permit from the Corps of Engineers, everything else. So, and by the way, big federal government problem. Big. Federal government owns this problem right now. They're on federal land. Corps of Engineers sort of dancing around, they're there and we shouldn't be there, but we're not going to, No, it's unlawful. So this thing is in need of lots of fixing. Long way of telling you, we've been focusing on that, and we will continue to focus on that as much as necessary. In my sincere desire, after this is fixed, after this is diffused, hopefully without any bad things happening, that we can have a conversation so things like this don't happen. I want to better understand what led to this. What are the legitimate arguments that led to this? How can it ever be smart to engage in unlawful activity to allow people who are bad actors, are thugs, who have long records, come in and overtake a protest or try and stop a company from doing... This can't happen. This isn't Venezuela. We don't do that. You can have a beef. You can peacefully protest all day long. You can shout from the mountaintops what has you mad. You cannot stop companies from doing something they have been given permission to do. I was glad to see some of the union groups went to Governor Dalrymple and said, "What's going on here? Don't let this happen." That's appropriate. So there's a lot of common sense there, but there's a lot of thuggery. And until the thuggery's gone, we're gonna take this head on. So anyway, the Trump campaign is what I was starting to say. Came out with some plans on the immigration side. I want to talk a little bit about that today. I also saw a bombshell yesterday. This to me is a bombshell, but Hillary Clinton, this justice, what's the name of the justice group that got the emails again? They've been around forever. Judicial Watch, that's it. Judicial Watch does the Freedom of Information request, and they get all these emails and the visiting records, like the visitor records, so, the log, if you will, the appointment book for Hillary Clinton. So she is Secretary of State, who she met with. And they line them all up, and then they match them with the Clinton Foundation records. Guess what, folks? One half of the folks she met with, the Secretary of State, were donors to the Clinton Foundation. Now, I get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here, half of them. You can't make that up. So, Senator Heidi Heitkamp, I'm just going to pick her. Who else would be out there? But Tim Purdon. I saw Tim Purdon yesterday, the former U.S. attorney. I'm guessing he's a Hillary Clinton fan. There's others out there. Do me a favor. Answer this question. Does that seem legit to you? That half of the people she meets with as Secretary of State donate to the foundation? Is that not blatant pay for play? Is that not, couldn't a fifth grader figure this out? And I often find myself wondering, why does this stuff not stick? I think it's because there's so much. I think the Clintons are so corrupt, to borrow the phrase from the Donald, so corrupt that you just get tired of it. It's just mind-numbing because there's so much of it. But I want to, you know, ask North Dakotans that support her. Heidi can be a prime example. You have championed her candidacy. Are we really to believe there's not bad things going on? I think we need to ask. Let's get going next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind, your calls, questions, and comments. DJ and Beulah, you're first up after this.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Being Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 All right, let's roll on What's On Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will be here next hour. We'll ask him more about the Trump campaign. He's given a lot of input. I want to talk about the UAS summit, which is in its second day. I caught up with Byron Dorgan, former senator from North Dakota, and I enjoy Byron Dorgan. I do. I what you know what I like about him? His sort of Regent North Dakota folksiness. It really is. It's enjoyable. You know, when I disagree with someone, I never don't like the person, ever. I want to love everybody. I really do. And sometimes that's harder than other times. I'm not trying to act as though I can do that better than you can. But I always try to. I honestly do. It's in my heart. I love everybody. I don't, you know, I mean, but I still can disagree with you. I have to say, this is loving Byron in a way of wanting to help him. He did a little speech yesterday at the UAS Summit and Expo at the Alero Center in Grand Forks. And politicians tend to do this, so I won't put it all on him. But after his 10-minute speech, I was pretty sure there wouldn't be a Grand Forks Air Force Base. There wouldn't be an FAA. There wouldn't be a single soul in that room. And there wouldn't have been 10 years worth of UAS summits. But for him, Grand Forks Air Force Base was going to close. They called me in the middle of the night. Earl Pomeroy, Ken Conrad, and I got on the phone. We got it saved. Gave us a different mission. We said, let's make that mission something big, which was, of course, the start of the Global Hawks. And FAA wasn't going to do test site here. I said, you're doing a test site here. I wrote this. I wrote that. I did. Wow. I mean, look, be proud of your accomplishments, but a little humility goes a long way. I was like, what in the, and you're not running for anything. I don't know if it was, hey, there's, you know, Heidi Heitkamp's not here. I don't know where she is, by the way. She's hiding. The woman is hiding. She's in hiding. If you see her somewhere, you bump into her, please call the show. Have there been any Heidi sightings? And I know this is difficult. You know, you got unions saying, come on, let these people build that pipeline. She's for the pipeline. You got Native Americans saying, hey, come down here and stand in front of this bulldozer with us. So it's politically difficult, but welcome to politics. You know, I mean, but anyway, so I guess there was a lone Democratic representative there, and they didn't want to make sure that the Republican members of our delegation were getting too much credit. That stuff happens, I get it, but I was really a little staggered by it. But I did visit with him afterwards and talk a little bit about his role in all of it, and so we'll have that before the program's done today, too, and then Congressman Kevin Cramer. We're going to New York on November 29th, and I just want to give you one quick update on this because I just learned we have a deadline regarding the airfare. You never know with the airlines and airfare, you know what I mean? So you really need to lock in. So we have a September 15th deadline, and I think between September 1st and September 15th, it can ebb and flow. So September 15th, we know it's locked in. So if you're at all interested in this trip and thinking, gosh, it's November, I'll deal with that next month, I would suggest you get in. We've had a lot of inquiries, and this trip's going to sell out. We have, I think, a 54-seat limit this year. We did manage to bump it to 60 last year, but we'll be probably at 54. But if you want to go, don't dilly-dally is what I'm telling you. And I'm just going to give you the number for the guy that is taking all the reservations and getting you booked and making sure you're good to go. That's Jason at Group Travel Planners. You can also email me. And I will give you the itinerary. He's going to give you the same itinerary, and I don't mind at all giving you that information because it's fun, actually, hearing from all the good folks. So email me. I'll get you the information. But in the meantime, call him and at least get a voicemail in so you say, hey, I'm interested and I want to beat the deadline to go to New York City. His name is Jason, Group Travel Planners. I'll give you the number in a minute. I'm just going to give you a chance to grab a pen and write that down. Or email me, Scott at flagfamily.com, Scott at flagfamily.com. It's $29.99 per person. Based on double occupancy, and that is darn near everything. You know, you almost can leave your billfold at home. You have a few meals on your own and what you buy, but I mean, your airfare, check a bag, 5 nights at a beautiful hotel, 5 deluxe continental breakfasts. We're doing dinner at Trump Cafe, dinner at Hard Rock Cafe, dinner at Carmine's before the Broadway show, Fiddler on the Roof now, a dinner cruise all around Manhattan Island. We're going to see a Broadway show. We're going to see the 9/11 Memorial Museum, Union Square Market, Times Square, St. Patrick's Cathedral with a guided tour. Chinatown, Italy. We're doing city tours so you see what you need to see. We'll see the Rockettes perform in Radio City Music Hall. The fantastic Christmas show. It's just one of a kind. It'll leave you with a great feeling, trust me. Ellis Island, we have a great tour lined up there. The Empire State Building. Fox News Channel last year treated us like kings. We went for the Fox and Friends, met Steve Doocy, Brian Kilmeade, forget the previous host who's left now. She's a sweetheart, but just incredible people. Really, really incredible. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, she left, but Ainsley's in there now. So anyway, we don't know what we're doing at Fox and Friends, but we'll for sure be at Fox and Friends. At a minimum, we may do some stuff. Sean Hannity, I don't know. I'm working on some things that just take some time. Schedules are fluid until you get closer to it, but trust me, that'll be fun. And then my favorite is the UND hockey game in Madison Square Garden. We're going to watch UND hockey in Madison Square Garden. It's just absolutely incredible. And so it's a lot of fun. We have a big bus. We go everywhere. We see everything together. We talk a lot about politics. We make some new friends. It's just a lot of fun. It really, really is. You ready for the number? You ready? Jot the number down? All right. 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. Ask for Jason. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, and I'll email you his number and all the info. Okay? But get going because we got a deadline coming up. DJ and Beulah, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's a shame that these protesters trying to stop the pipeline aren't protesting and organizing, trying to stop the rampant drug abuse and alcoholism and the poverty and the housing inequality and the education inequality that are ravaging and decimating their tribes, their own reservations. And I am Native American myself, and it's just a shame that they don't put that much effort into those things that are there. Right now, here and now, instead of trying to stand in front of a bulldozer, they should be trying to stand in front of a drug dealer, trying to hand out crack and meth and everything else to the kids and to the other adults. It's just a crying shame.
I have a hard time arguing with you. You know, I've been to Spirit Lake. I've been to Mandaree. Not been down to Cannonball, actually, ever, but I'd like to be. But I see it everywhere, and I'm sad. There's just profound sadness everywhere, and you're exactly right. I think in this case, I've said before, I think Standing Rock has been played like a pawn by folks like the Pine Ridge Actors and this Earth Justice Group. They're not about stopping a particular pipeline or protecting the water in Standing Rock, all of which is going to be fine on its own. They are about stopping, you know, dirty fuels, as they call them. This is environmental wackos is what this is, DJ.
Yeah. They need to protest with things that really matter, you know, and they need to do their homework. Like you said yesterday, they need to do their homework on the effects of this pipeline, which is not on their property, not on it. And even if it was, the tribal council would have had to approve it. And if they did, then they would have to, you know, address that with the tribal council. And you
know, there are some reports actually that there was an effort to have part of it on the reservation, and the price kept going up, so they ended up having to move. Extortion doesn't generally work well. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hedden. My wife Marie and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Tomorrow, live from the Ramkota in Bismarck for the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit. That is going to be fun. It ends with a debate between the gubernatorial candidates as well. Get over there. Do that. It'll be good. Okay. Sounds good. A listener just said, I hate to inform you, but Ainsley will not be with Fox and Friends come December. Her husband has taken a job in Australia. She's leaving Fox and Friends to move to Australia with her husband. Oh, okay. Well, thank you for the update. I'm not that much of a groupie of Fox and Friends to know. I like the show. I really do. But we'll do something to Fox News Channel. We'll go there when we're in New York City with that What's on Your Mind tour. And I can only tell you that over the years, it always works out. We just find somebody to have a great time with. One time, Sean Hannity spent an hour and a half taking pictures with everybody and answered questions, and other times it's been Dick Moore or some of the other pundits that are on. There's always something that happens, but they take good care of us. All right, let's see here. Shane in Alexandria, you're next on What's on Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Shane. Are you there, Shane? All right, I'm gonna try Gary on the road here. Gary, where are you at?
Yeah, you talking to Gary now?
Talking to Gary now. We're waiting for Shane to wake up. Where are you out on the road, Gary?
I'm up by Minot.
All right. Great. What's on your mind today?
I thought I heard on the radio this morning that the original site across the Missouri was north of Bismarck Man Dam. They had concerns about the pipeline and the river, so they diverted it to go south. Well, if it's so safe, why would they divert it? They just left it the original plan. They wouldn't have the problem right now, would they? I mean, I don't know.
I heard. Yeah, I think that was in some of the report. I think what they said was that was one of the possible sites. I mean, nobody said they're not putting it there because of the water supply. You know, there's a million different things that go into pipeline siting. A million. And it's really easy from the cheap seats to go, well, go there. Push it there. How about there? I mean, we can ask Kevin Kramer about that. He was on the Public Service Commission and specifically ask him about, I heard that, but I don't think that means, it's a threat to the water supply. It's not a threat to the water supply. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's like saying if I drive from work to home tonight, I'm going to have a threat to my safety because there could be a car accident. Do you drive or not?
I understand all that, but I'm just saying that was their original site, and that's what they said. Those water concerns, there's concern. Maybe too many people were screaming up north. I don't know. But the only it's almost like Fargo Moorhead and the flood diversion. Well, you will go south and flood and take away land for people down there to save the bigger picture. You know what I mean?
I do. Oh, I think no, there's all kinds worried. Of, but my point is all kinds of considerations go into that. I don't think, you know, I don't think that's an argument for the tribe to stop a lawfully cited project. They got every permit it was supposed to get, every environmental impact statement, 2 years, hearings, everything else to go, oh, you thought about putting it up north and crossing there, but you didn't, so now it's down there, but it's approved, so we want you to stop, so we're going to bring people in with guns and have a violent, unlawful protest. Sorry.
Well, it doesn't disturb me one way or the other. I just figured, well, hindsight 2020, but if they were to get it up north, they would have the problem they're having now.
Yeah, I just think that's easier said from the cheap seats, if you will, than reality. I hear you. I've asked the same questions. In fact, I said, you know, I heard they had a way to go 9 more miles around, and they didn't want it. They went this way. So, you know, whoever the person was, I don't even remember who I asked, said, you know, I mean, here's the list of 100 considerations on where they go. You know, and so to say, well, they could have gone there, but they did this. It's just there's so many other things. So.
Can I ask you one more thing real quick? You can ask Kevin Kramer when he comes
sure.
on.
Sure. So we're going to ask him. We're going to ask him about up north. I got to write these down about north of Bismarck, right?
Right.
Was the first
so
pipeline setting?
A while back about Social Security and this. If you're from this, if you marry from somebody from this country and you move, if they can collect off our Social Security. I called him a while back about it. They called me back and told me it was a peace accord and it was made up years ago. So I went to work and told my sister and my brother, well, I'm Canada. Well, I want to meet a Canadian woman. Well, I can get into this. Well, their laws are different. I can't. The only one that can draw off us is the United States. Other countries can draw off our Social Security, but we can't with theirs. So when I heard this last week at this town hall where this lady saying we never had an increase in our Social Security and they keep increasing taxes, well, why doesn't Mr. Kramer stop this peace accord and take that away from people from other countries, if you know what I mean?
Sure. All right. Well, I've got your call recorded. We'll ask Gary, okay?
They did call me back, but that was their answer. It was a peace accord. Years ago, we'll break it. Stop it. Anyway, have a good day.
You too. Appreciate the call. Glad to hear they called you back. They do... you know, they do a lot to respond to people that call this program. I'm continually amazed, and they love it. They really do. A lot of questions come in for Congressman Kramer every single week here, and they are on it. By the way, if you have questions or comments for Kevin, you want to make sure you get on today, and the best way to do that is to call the Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline that we answer 24/7. That's at 855-200-1776, extension 1, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 1. Leave your question or comment for Congressman Kramer. Great way to do that. James in Alexandria, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I just got a narrative of be the change that you wish to see, and it's crazy. I guess you can go down there on the reservation and kill them with kindness. You collect more bees with honey than you do with vinegar, so to speak. I would go myself and donate 100 pounds of beef and barbecue for them and give the people that are standing up and protest the barbecue with public speaker friends of mine. We would break down how that can actually help them as an end user, that pipeline would help them. They actually all get federal checks based upon treaties and stuff, whether they sit there and do nothing and don't have a job. They get a check each month, and that's all right. I guess that's by a treaty. But try to kill them with kindness and see if we could just end this situation. But on a positive note, I got something else to say about what's going on that's really great in Fargo this weekend. Can I say or plug the Island Park Art Show?
Of course you
One
can, but let me...
One of the art shows that's going on in all of North Dakota, right in Fargo, Saturday and Sunday.
You spent a lot of time in Island Park when I worked at WDAY for a number of years and was just you know in the neighborhood. So that's a beautiful place. We've watch a lot of tennis games down there still to this day with our daughter and now our son. You know, he's at UND now, so he's not playing tennis at Chandler anymore, but been there a lot. I love the place, and that art show is really neat. And it's this weekend, huh?
It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, right where the YMCA is, the big park where the pools are. My wife is an artist there, and we've been going there for years and years, and it's real art. It's not blue blocker sunglasses and You got fine pottery, paintings, and real art, some of the best art you'll ever see in North Dakota. It's a great art show. People should get out to that this weekend.
Thanks, James. I want to continue, too, on some of your themes. On you said kill them with kindness. I've been begging for a conversation to begin. You can't do that when you have people that are, you know, there's warrants for their arrest and they're conspiring to do some harm here. So you got to defuse the situation. And I think, actually, that's where I say, where's Heidi Eichner? Go down there and be a hero. Explain on one side to folks from the tribes in these outside areas. First of all, I'd say if you're not from North Dakota, really, you don't have a dog in this fight related to this pipeline, where it's being sited. So, you know, this is Standing Rock's issue, and you can leave and take your plans with you or your guns or anything else, okay? You can leave. This is not your made-for-TV protest. Coming from all over, having done this stuff with the Keystone XL pipeline and other issues. This is the Black Lives Matter Energy Division is what it is. They can leave. But she could facilitate that conversation better than anybody I know. Has energy credentials, has credentials with Native Americans in North Dakota. The only other thing I'd say, as much as it, from a humanitarian standpoint, you want to go there and do nice things for people, you can't lawfully help an unlawful protest. I thought Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley said that very artfully yesterday. You know, don't think, they're calling up, they want some lumber for this. And you can't engage in commerce with something that's unlawful. You can't even do something what you believe to be very nice for something that's unlawful. What's happening down there is an unlawful protest, period. Don't go there unless you want to be on the wrong side of the law, period. There's no other way to put it there. But a member of Congress could go down there and start a conversation. That could happen. You're right there. Terry, Turtle Lake, Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Is this Terry?
This is Terry. Well, you're Terry. I'm Scott. But, yeah, you can talk.
Well, thank you so much. I'm a little bit confused. I remember during the UND Fighting Sioux controversy at UND, the Native American tribe said that the word Sioux meant snake. And they were very upset about that, and they were very offended by that. But now, all of a sudden, every time I pick up the Bismarck Tribune, I see the Standing Rock Sioux tribe is protesting. So now, why is it offensive when it's UND Sioux, but they are very proud of Standing Rock Sioux? So should we call them the Standing Rock Snake tribe? Or is that politically incorrect?
You raise a point that's quite interesting. I think it's low on the list of questions we need answered in the middle of a very dangerous situation, but I do recall that very well. It was used, and by the way, Standing Rock is the reason the Fighting Sioux are not still the Fighting Sioux. The Standing Rock Reservation is the reason the Fighting Sioux are not the Fighting Sioux. Don't forget that. That is staggering. And also, I believe if I went to every member of Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, 99% of them didn't have a problem with it. It was leaders that were trying to be political and kowtow to who knows what and try to get elected in the next tribal election. And your headaches when you try to figure it all out. But the point is, this is a dangerous situation. It needs to be diffused. We'll save that one for another day. Frank is somewhere in northern Minnesota. What's on your mind, Frank?
Way out in the cheap seats here.
That's all right. We're glad you're listening, by golly. I would imagine you're listening on AM 1100, The Fly.
I am.
What's on your mind?
Loud and clear in northern Minnesota. All these hypocrites that are always, you know, protesting something. Well, now it's these guys that I seen the picture in the Fargo Forum, all these cars sitting out there. Well, aren't they afraid that they're going to be polluting and stuff, driving all these cars? What if they had a leak and some of that water got into the river from one of their vehicles, you know, if they had an accident or something? And then it's like global warming when they have all these big seminars. Everybody gets in a big jet plane and they waste more energy than everything.
Yeah, they take hypocrisy air, don't they, Frank, in their little private jets. Yeah. You're right. Appreciate you calling. I just see there's a press release issued. Tribal gathering faces aggressive state repression and media manipulation. Uh-oh. Interesting. We'll find out about that coming up.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe.
USA.
There's an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for healthcare. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit BreatheND.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Hey, it's Scott Hennon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day, does about $1.8 million in business every month, and he said, you know what, the majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow, and that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on four radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
OldNumber.com, one of our fine sponsors on this program. That's right, OldNumber.com. What do I mean by old number? What do I mean by old? I mean the landline, you know, and a lot of times people let them go, and then that number that is just part of who they are is gone, right? Some have done that. Some have kept it, and then they're never home, so they're paying for it and really not using it. Well, I want to tell you about an exciting service sponsoring our show, OurOldNumber.com. The name says it all, because if you still have your old landline number in your home, and like most folks have had it for a lot of years, everybody knows the number, right? But you're not home anymore. You're missing important calls. Maybe you get the telemarketing calls. OurOldNumber.com is the perfect solution, because calls to your important home telephone number forward onto your cell phones. Any call to your home number forwards to any member of your household anytime, wherever you are. It's really neat. The calls immediately, seamlessly forwarded onto a family member's cell phone. And remember, these two important additional features. Telemarketers don't get through, and you save money every month. OurOldNumber.com has a great offer for our listeners for the rest of August. Use the promo code SCOTT and get free activation a savings of $25. Sign up at ouroldnumber.com, ouroldnumber.com, or call 800-774-0530, 800-774-0530. Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us next hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome for him on pipelines, on pipeline protests, or on anything else. Right now we want to check in at the scene of what we have been talking about, unfortunately, for the better part of a couple of weeks here, with the ongoing effort to protest the Dakota Access Pipeline. And we're joined by one of the incident commanders, the deputy incident commander. In fact, the sheriff of Cass County, Paul Laney, is back with us. Sheriff, how are you?
Hey, good, Scott. How are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for joining us. I am most interested just sort of on what's happening today. I heard a lot of stories about a lot of people coming in, including buses from three affiliated tribes yesterday. It sounded like the numbers were swelling, aren't they?
You know, from what we see, the numbers are swelling. And, you know, thanks for letting me come on today. Sheriff Kirkmeyer would love to have been on. He's tied up in a meeting right now, so I'm going to answer for him. But, you know, we are monitoring. Obviously today is an important day with the hearing in Washington, D.C. I think everybody's kind of just on a hold and wait and see what happens, and we'll see what the judge is ruling. And our hope is if the judge rules, whatever it is, if he rules in favor of the tribe's injunction, then the company is gonna have to shut down, and I'm sure further court cases will follow, and let our rule of law and let our system handle it. If same thing goes, if it goes in favor of the oil company, our hope is that the protest has had its voice heard, and there's a recourse, and it is called our judicial system, and hopefully it will be dealt with that way, not so obviously peaceful protest is our right as Americans, and everybody has the right to do that, but unlawful protest is not a right, and we want to make sure that everything stays peaceful. We don't want anger to take over, and we go from there.
We had a release from the Honor of the Earth Camp of the Sacred Stones Indigenous Environmental Network again, and they are quite critical of the law enforcement and the state and this effort, called it aggressive state repression, also calling it media manipulation. No examples of that, but that's what they're saying here. LaDonna Allard, who's the director of the Camp of the Sacred Stone, says the gathering here remains 100% peaceful and ceremonial, as it has from day one. We are standing together in prayer. No firearms or weapons are allowed. Why is a gathering of Indians so inherently threatening and frightening to some people? What would you say to that?
I would say that a gathering of Native Americans is not frightful and it's not intimidating, and we 100% support their right to do that. However, not all that are present there have that same idea or that same agenda as what she said. There are plenty down there. The rhetoric from many is confrontation. The rhetoric from many has been to challenge, and the rhetoric from many has been to be confrontational. So we have to prepare for that. But also, I would, I guess, call her attention to the fact that we are not down, for lack of better terms, in their face. We are not down with a hardcore line. We have a presence, the normal Wharton County patrols, that type of stuff, but we are not down there in force. We have given them their space, kind of an agreement to wait to see what the judge says. The traffic control point is solely and purely for safety of their people. We've been down there. I witnessed myself traffic coming in at high speeds. There's hills there. You come over a hill and you're right where they're at there. And so, there's been times where they're parking on both sides of the road. Yes, it's been peaceful, but they're also occupying a private rancher's land. They've blocked the gates into the work site. That's private land. So yes, I agree with her 100%. I think we all do as Americans. They have the right to protest, and as Americans, a gathering of Native Americans is no different than a gathering of other people. That is not intimidating. But some of their people down there have a very strong rhetoric, and that's what we have to prepare for. But I think we've done a very balanced job of maintaining the peace, certainly not taking an aggressive stance at all. We've monitored. We've given them their right to protest. Even though some of the activities are unlawful where they're at and the land that they're on. So I think there's been a good balance, and I would call her attention to what's been good about all this and trying to find, there has been no confrontation since the initial thing.
Cheryl, hang on if you could. We're up against the break. I want to ask you one more quick question off air here. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include machinery auctions in Starkweather and Anamoose, North Dakota, featuring early and late model equipment, tractors and trucks, and excellent farm, crop, pasture and hunting land auctions in McKenzie, Dunn, McLean, Kidder, Golden Valley, and Mercer counties in North Dakota and Clay County, Minnesota. For detailed information on these equipment and exceptional land auctions and many more land listings, log on to Piper's.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.